For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The official version drops at midnight tonight with Del the Funky Homo Sapien. For a Florida on a handful of mushrooms trip, this should be your soundtrack.
This might be like a collector's edition one day.
I hope so.
Don't eat the bad brown acid. It's a rap trap. It'll make your brain plastic. You can trust L-I-T-T-L-E Stranger. Yeah, we'll keep you out of danger. Don't eat the bad brown acid. It's a rap trap. It'll make your brain plastic. You can trust L-I-T-T-L-E Stranger. Yeah, we'll keep you out of danger.
My pupils dilate and my tongue goes numb. I can see the skin growing on my thumb. Why my skeleton poking through my gums and my cranium screaming yum yum, give me some. See we eating mad cats, listening to all cats. That's a meme boom, baby mother love it, boom back. Room cat, standing room only in the back. 10 toes wiggling when they hear their hands clap. Now give me that, I follow any tits for tats. Sophisticrat, I got the dopest spit, it's back.
Long miles to go. Around the track like ants on Apollo. Oh no!
He probably shouldn't, but he did. Tell you about drugs that he probably should have hid.
Who, me?
Yeah, you.
Couldn't be.
Then who?
I'm a really fun guy when I'm high on shrooms.
I think in the last 2 years, maybe 2 to 5 years, mushrooms have made such a comeback that I think more people, more mushrooms have been done in the last 5 years than were done in the previous 20 years combined. Does that make sense?
It makes sense. I just don't think it can be factually true.
So now my stomach's settling, feeling better than the next.
Because I think there have always been a lot of people eating mushrooms.
Man, I don't know that it's ever been as big as it is now, though.
Yeah, well, I mean, without incriminating myself, that statistic holds true for me.
Demonstrate what you must find. Sayonara to tomorrow and the telling of your time. An accurate subtraction of the ego genuine.
Police were called to the laundry house 2 times the day before Gabby Petito was reported missing. Police redacted the narratives of the police reports, and it just says problem settled.
What? Is this breaking?
11 minutes ago.
Where'd you get it?
Brian Enten.
Oh, yeah, he's the man. I've reached out to him. I would love to talk to him. He has become the face of this story. He's with News Nation that I didn't even know that was a thing.
And then 3 police reports connected to the laundry house on the day she was reported missing, September 11th. And then the reports are totally redacted for that day, too.
What the hell?
Huh.
I would love to know why somebody from that house was calling the police the day before she was reported missing. Do you think there was a blow up in the family? Like maybe dad wanted to help cover and mom didn't. And then it turned into a big blowout and they called the cops. And then the cops, she's like, we need to talk to the police. And then they got there and they were like, no, we're fine. Problem settled.
Man, how do the cops get called? You got to be yelling at each other pretty loudly or slamming things around.
Or do we know? Do we know who called?
No, it just says police were called to the house.
Yeah, so either there was a fight or something in the home that somebody else called the cops for, or somebody, one of the 3 of them called the cops. Now, I don't think it would be very smart of Brian Laundrie, who may have been a murderer at the time.
He doesn't seem like the smartest guy in the world, though. So is it okay or not okay to let Dog the Bounty Hunter run rampant all over this case and possibly compromise the hard work of the Federal Bureau of Investigation?
So I've been battling with whether or not what he's doing is good for the case, because I think probably more people talking about it, even if it's in a kind of sensationalized way, it could probably only help garner leads. But I learned yesterday from Brian Enten in the in his Twitter feed that Pinellas County shared with the media that the FBI just had requested as of yesterday the surveillance footage from Fort DeSoto. So to think that his family was there days before Gabby went missing and the FBI hadn't already went through that footage, that truly makes me question everything. Because on the surface, I would say, how could the FBI not know what the dog knows?
Right.
But then you hear something like that, and at the very least, they hadn't looked at that surveillance footage yet.
No. But maybe they have to follow proper channels for due process.
And that's what I did read some of that yesterday, that there is a lot of red tape when it comes to getting certain things. But still, to be that many weeks behind while simultaneously still putting so much effort into that reserve down in Sarasota. I mean, them searching there so meticulously and unapologetically just has to be something that we don't know. I mean, there must be.
727-579-1025. What's up, Devin?
I heard on the news that it was Gabby's dad that went to the laundry's house on the 10th to find out where she was, and when he didn't get answers, then the next day they filed the missing persons.
Right, but that doesn't explain why the cops would get called 2 days before.
I don't know about that.
Yeah, that was the day before. The day before that Mr. Laundry, I'm sorry, Gabby's dad came over to that house. 2 days before, the cops were called. It says problem settled, and it just says incident date. I guess it was the day before, 9/10.
Oh yeah,
yeah, 9/10 is the day that Gabby's dad came to look for her and didn't get an answer, and then he filed the report on the 11th.
All right.
It is interesting, though. Why? I don't know. I mean, you can't ask questions to somebody whose kid is missing, but I would just be interested to know, how did it get settled? If I come to your house and you were going across the country with my daughter and you're there and her van is there and she's not there, how does the problem get settled?
That's a great, but maybe it might be calling the cops and saying, hey, you know, these people are harboring, I don't know. Really, good point.
That's why it's all redacted, is because I'm sure there was some information in that report that they didn't want out in public yet.
Yeah. Are you cool or not cool with what Dog the Bounty Hunter is
not
doing?
Not cool. He's just hogging fame. He just wants another 50 minutes of fame.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Thank you.
I think it can be both. I think it can be that maybe he has found an alleyway that the FBI hasn't gone down yet, while also being a huckster, carny, racist garbage man. I think he can. I think that he can be all of those things.
Yeah, that's true.
Each one of them aren't mutually exclusive. He can be researching some things that are new, while also
being a pain in the ass.
Yeah, and probably if he was out on that, because they were supposedly out on Egmont Key yesterday, where he found some flip-flops and a monster can, which I know lots of people who go to Egmont Key. It's not like a pair of flip-flops there is the rarest thing ever.
Or a monster can.
That stuff, to me, is the stuff I have a problem with, because they're trying to make it look like he was there and they found his camp when kayakers and boaters and all sorts of people are on and off that island key and all day long.
I'd love for someone in the FBI to go up to Dog the Bounty Hunter and say, hey, look, if we wanted the help of a leathery-faced racist, I'd go make Paula Deen's fried chicken recipe.
Paula Deen at least apologized.
What's up, Patty?
Hi, Drew. Hi, John.
Hey, Patty.
He drives them crazy. Like no one else. She drives me crazy, and I can't stand it myself. I agree with you and John. I think you're really good at detecting these things, and you're very intelligent, both of you.
Thanks, Patty.
So, what would be your generalized opinion?
Yes, thank you.
So I'm looking at the Brian Enten Twitter feed right now, 2 hours ago, and we touched on the fact that the FBI was back at the laundry house today. They're in that camper, and he's got a zoomed-in picture of what looks like a sample cup or something. So they go into the camper, and she comes out with this very official-looking labeled little cup. So maybe they're taking fibers out of the carpet or something.
Huh. 727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025. What's up, Steve?
How you doing, guys? How you doing today?
Really good, buddy. Are you okay or not okay with Dog the Bounty Hunter kind of grabbing some publicity down there?
I think dog bounty hunters, whatever righteous, if he ever had any righteous motivations, I think they're long, long gone. He's just a sensationalist, waste of time, effort, air and water.
Yeah.
And he should. And I mean, and beyond that, it's just bizarre how the entire country is on all over this.
It is. That part story is crazy.
And one dead, not downplaying her relevance to her family and the people who love her, but
one
dead girl and one dude who possibly killed her and one family who possibly covered it up. And we can't stop talking about it. We firebomb or we drone strike accidentally and kill 7 kids. And we go, Civil war in Yemen, real problems all over the globe, supply chain for favorite foods dwindling to nothing.
Millions of pigs being euthanized in cold blood.
And we just go, how about that Brian Laundrie?
It's almost it's weird, and I say this jokingly, but it is almost a weird. We have that 9/12 conversation often. It's kind of a 9/12 feeling in that for a second, everybody at least is interested. Although you've got division in it, is dog wrong? Was or is the family guilty? Is Brian guilty? But at the same moment, the entire nation being interested in something that isn't divisive in nature is almost comforting.
Yeah, that's a good point. We shouldn't really complain.
Yeah, I mean, it is bizarre to me. I mean, getting on to major, network, albeit some of them local news networks, and seeing that they can't make room for one other news story out of the 15 boxes on their front page is a bit bizarre.
It is. By the way, that was kind of a Norm voice that I did, which reminded me of somebody shared something that he did on Weekend Update yesterday. He goes, and in the college rock album charts, the number one album was by Better Than Ezra. And the number two album was by Ezra. What's up, Rick? Welcome to Drew Garabo Live.
Hey, how you doing?
What's up, Rick?
I was just thinking about some things. When you look at Dog the Bounty Hunter, by definition, a bounty hunter is somebody who's getting a bounty for finding this guy. Yeah. And in this case, Landry's not on the ones on anything where he's on a, he's not a bail skipper or anything like that.
Well, there's a $30,000 reward.
Yeah, so he's going for that. He's dogged the reward hunter.
But, and other than that, a lot of this stuff that people, throw out there about the FBI, they got to realize that if you understand the process, and I got some background in law enforcement, the crime committed was murder in a state, not a federal crime. The crime he's being charged with is a financial crime for using her credit card.
Yeah.
And they only have so much room to maneuver for their investigations going for something like that. It's not the same as a,
That's a good point.
I mean, he crossed jurisdictional lines, and, U.S. Marshals and the FBI can face him as a fugitive, but it's really a state crime, and the investigations, are local.
Right on, John.
Yeah, let me ask you this about your
right.
Right. And you're stacking up, standing up kind of for the FBI and all that. But what do you make of the fact and from your professional opinion that Pinellas County says they just got the request within the last couple days for the surveillance video at the campground? Does it make sense to you that the FBI wouldn't have known about the camping trip before Dog the Bounty Hunter?
Yeah, I mean, they're not going, they're going to go back and work their way through, and they keep things to themselves. They might have known, but they may not have seen the relevance in it that people are making out in the news media about it. They're going to backtrack to figure out how did he get from out west back here. The federal level of this thing allows you to do a lot of that level of investigations, but they're still investigating. Technically a financial crime.
Gotcha. I appreciate it. The phone's kind of crapping out. Hey, are you seeing the NFL news?
No.
I don't know if this is confirmed.
Oh, no.
But someone who does cover sports said that this year's Super Bowl halftime show, this is the first time I've ever been excited about Bowl halftime show, so there's no way this is real. You ready for the following lineup?
This can't. Yeah.
Are you seeing it too?
No. Well, I'm checking the Twitter thread. Oh no, this is confirmed. This is confirmed 5 minutes ago from Variety.
Mary J. Blige.
Oh my God.
Dr. Dre, Snoop Dogg, Eminem, and Kendrick Lamar for this year's NFL halftime show.
Dude, that's
the best halftime show they could have ever.
In how many years? 20 years, maybe?
Ever since U2 did it on September 11th, or to commemorate September 11th, I think it was 2002 they did it.
Kendrick, Eminem, Dre, Snoop, and Mary J. Blige.
Sarah just tweeted you the photo of me at the North Naples Country Club ready to get down when she was having a Reuben.
Oh, yeah, you look good, yeah.
Thanks so much. Hey, Mark, what's up?
Hey. Good afternoon, guys.
Right
back at you. Similar to the gentleman who spoke earlier, that guy is not wanted for murder. He's only wanted for a financial crime.
Yeah, I think so that's a ploy. I think that's a ploy by the government.
I think once they get him in, they may question him about the other stuff. Part two is, Dog the Bounty Hunter, maybe people saying he's old and washed up or whatever, but how embarrassing would that be for the FBI if he walks into the local sheriff's office with this guy in handcuffs? And you got to realize he brings a certain amount of celebrity to it. Whether you like him or dislike him, more people may be in, this case may get more highlight from him, and more people talking about it. And sadly, this is one girl who's been missing or murdered compared to how many hundreds of thousands in the U.S. that don't get this type of coverage.
You're making it sound like he's not directly connected to the murder.
Right.
He's like, oh, yeah, if they get him for the fraud, maybe they'll ask him about the murder. Well, he took her cards after something happened to her and then used them after she was dead.
Right.
So I think it's a little more than, they'll get him and maybe they'll ask him about the murder too.
It's like they had to arrest Al Capone for tax evasion so they could ask him about the other stuff.
Yeah, I think that there's a very that part of it is planned in the sense of they can look for him this way, they can extradite him if they need to with maybe out without spooking him on a murder manhunt, which we pretty much already have. We're just not calling it that.
Danielle, what's up? Welcome to Drew Garabo Live. How you doing, Danielle?
Hey, Drew. I'm good. I do a lot of camping and go camping for months at a time. The interesting part was when I heard he was at Fort DeSoto, I live in Pinellas County, and I've been trying to get reservations at Fort DeSoto for months. Pinellas County residents get first pick of dates, but we only get like a 30-day lead. So how did they get reservations at the campground so quickly? And you have to register your license plate, your driver's license. So they've known about this. There's no way that they couldn't have known.
Well, the interesting thing about that, and I don't know if it was you, but somebody called and said roughly the same thing a couple days ago. They had a reservation from the 1st to the 3rd, and then some point before Brian got home, changed it from the 1st to the 3rd to the 6th to the 8th. So I don't know if it was that full, would they have been able to cancel it and reschedule it for roughly the same week? It.
Yes, as long as nobody has your space right away, you can move it within a couple of days. But I'm wondering, between the time that he killed her and whatever happened, how did they get that space so quickly?
Well, and who's to say that it wasn't the perfect storm or perfect circumstance that they had planned a nice camping trip with Brian and Gabby when they returned from their nation-long trek to spend the weekend at Fort DeSoto, and then they get a phone call from Brian halfway home saying, Gabby's not with me and I need to cover my ass. So they say, okay, well, we're already lined up to go to Fort DeSoto. Let's move it a couple days and then we can ship you off the backside onto a boat and get you to Mexico.
Well, the other thing I can tell you is that because of his survival skills and everybody knows that he likes to hike, in the communities that I belong to they're not survivalists, they're naturalists. They live in their RVs, kind of the hippie crowd. Yeah. They don't think he went to Mexico. There's very little resources for him in Mexico. He will be able to go campground right now until the tourists start leaving. And right now, since summer is starting to end, it's going to get into more of the time of more of the serious people who live in their RVs, and they are looking for him. They feel violated that this happened by somebody who technically said that they were kind of like one of their own. And it's a well, like, we protect each other when we're camping and RVing. And you're going to get the real people out there where he's going to need resources and they're not going to help him. So if he hasn't killed himself yet, and he actually shows up in one of these campgrounds, they will turn him in. They will not help him.
Yeah. Thank you very much for your insight. I do get the feeling that, the circle is kind of closing around him in that if he goes to any other campsite right now, the people are going to be looking for him.
I don't know. I guess it hasn't been quite determined on whether or not he left that campground. Because to me, if he did leave that campground, I find it far-fetched that they went home and then made another return to Fort DeSoto without anybody knowing, or he got into that area. If he came back home, that kind of changes everything. But if they did, you know, with the video that supposedly was from his Instagram with showing the water, you know, they made an effort. They were making an effort for something by getting the lawyer immediately, by going and getting a new phone within those first few days. It's fairly clear to see they were doing something. So with all that effort, I find it hard to believe that they just sent them off into a preserve and said, hey, hope for the best. I think through all the effort, they got him on a boat and got him out of here.
That to me seems like the most likely scenario, that he got on a boat somewhere and you're not going to find him in this country. Well, I don't know if it's the Bahamas. I don't know where he goes, but it ain't here.
He gives me a very, the lawyer, without knowing anything about him, I'm getting Better Call Saul vibes, and just the sense of when the laundry's called and said, hey, we got to have this ready to go. This lawyer, I think, was ready to facilitate it all. And whether or not he's got the capability to cover his own ass, I think that guy has made a lot of this possible.
727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025. What's up, Darren?
Hey, it's Eric.
Oh, sorry about that. What's up, Eric?
Hey, not a problem. Hey, guys, how's it hanging?
Low and lazy, thank you. Yourself?
All right, smooth. Hey, I'm not a big fan of El Perro, but he went down to Mexico in early 2000. I think it was 2003, and searched for the heir to the Max Factor fortune, who was like Andrew Luster was his name, and he was wanted on like 80 counts of rape and bad dude. And El Perro went down to Mexico. He got, he got cuffed up, held in jail, but I think he caught the guy down there. And that was, I think, the last big kind of quote unquote star or well-known celebrity kind of a person, you know?
So El Perro's looking to land him another famous fish.
I think so, right.
Let's just listen to a little bit of James Taylor.
Way down here, you need a reason to move. Feel a fool, running your stateside games. Lose your load, leave your mind behind, baby James. Oh, Mexico.
Man, we talk all the time how they can't get it right on the Super Bowl halftime. They always pick like a Bruno Mars or, whatever. They nailed it this year, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, outside of Kid Rock, this is the best thing you could ask for.
Like, who over the age of 30 doesn't want to see and hear Dre, Snoop, M, Mary J. Blige, and K-Dot? That's a hell of a lineup.
Man.
727-579-1025.
I'd like to see Cube pop in there, too.
Do a little no Vaseline right in front of Dre.
Yeah, well, just whatever, you know, they could all do together. I think it would be pretty cool.
Cube, maybe bring in the DOC, maybe Ren and Yella, little Eazy-E hologram.
I mean, just for a tune.
That would be badass if they played like the Straight Outta Compton theme or Express Yourself.
That's the thing. It's still, they've done, it's also interesting because they've done everything they can to be as safe as possible for a very long time. So this is not safe.
No, Dre is Dre's not safe. Man, if Dre and Cube reunite up there and they do like a reformed NWA with Snoop and Kendrick. Drew Graba Live, hello, what's up, Kenny?
Drew, gentlemen, how are you guys doing today?
What up, Kenny? How you doing, man?
I'm doing very well. Thanks for asking. Good. I think the only way Dog would be allowed to stay on the case, because he's just a terrible human being, I would imagine. is if they were able to take the DNA evidence off of anything that he did discover on his little island and have it truly show that it's, because I know that the FBI has already taken some of that information to have for themselves. And it did show that it was possibly anything linked to him. And, you know, let him run with what he's got. And maybe he's got some reasons for being around.
Yeah, I can only imagine that the FBI and all law enforcement is so pissed off and annoyed by Dog the Bounty Hunter going around and grabbing all that publicity and looking for clues, you know?
Yes, sir. And then if he's also messing up possible future crime scenes or areas where this guy might have been.
Yeah.
You know, now he's just throwing a hitch in the giddy up for everybody.
I love a hitch in the giddy up.
It just
thanks, Kenny.
We don't know what we don't know. And I've been saying that through this whole thing, that if, yes, that is true, unless they somehow didn't know about this camping trip.
Right.
And I mean, if this camping trip has been a new moment for them to start going down a new avenue, and that all started with Dog the Bounty Hunter, which we just don't know.
Right.
So maybe one day we'll really find the truth to, were they looking at the campground? Did they know anything about the camping trip? I mean, I would think the days between when he got home and when she was reported missing, I would imagine that the FBI would have been balls deep in every single one of those days, figuring out exactly what they did on every day. So it's still beyond me how they wouldn't have known about the camping trip.
Like, would we even know that the Russian dude did it if it wasn't for the Don't F with Cats people?
Right.
Sometimes you need to crowdsource law enforcement.
Well, and that's fun. Did you notice in the we opened the show talking about the protester debacle that happened in front of the laundry house?
Yeah.
Did you hear the angry neighbor scream, "You're no effing sleuth"?
Yeah. You're no effing sleuth. Don't confront those protesters near the laundry house, because that's all they want. They want to get you arrested.
Well, and it's a guy.
Yeah.
It's this Riches guy. It's not a sea of people out there. There's one guy and anybody he can get to come along that is looking for somebody to start trouble with him so he can sue them or some variation of that.
Oh, don't play into their hands. Hello, Mike.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
What's up, dude?
All right, so the only thing that I have to say, really, is I think it's okay that Dog is joining, because it seems like he is doing the most with the lead. As well, bad as that sounds,
I think it only seems that way because he's out there very publicly looking, and, oh, I'm creeping up on him now. Whereas, you know, real G's move in silence like lasagna, as the cops know.
You're right. I do see that. I just see him trying. You know what I'm saying? I understand the FBI is trying with that, but if the parents are saying something that doesn't add up,
yeah,
you know, why are you stretching everything with that? You know what I'm saying?
I know what you're saying, Dog. Hang on, James, Ken, Mike, Greg, Jeremy, and line four. We'll wrap up shop here and wish John a hearty farewell as he heads to the mountains tomorrow. What was that?
My mountain call.
You have to work on that. Jeff Borum from Team Borum Keller Williams wants to get rid of your old property, but not before finding you a new one. I could give you testimonial after testimonial, not just from people saying, wow, Jeff really helped me find a new property, but also from Jeff himself saying, man, I found so-and-so, a listener of yours, a house out in Riverview, out in Brandon, out in Valrico, out everywhere around this area. Jeff knows it, okay? He's not some national realtor who wants to make you think that he lives here and works here, etc. Oh, no, Jeff's from this area, and he knows it real well. And you need someone who can get you the inside track when there are properties available. So let that be Jeff Borum. Google Team Borum Keller Williams, B-O-R-H-A-M. He will find you that new house. Then he will sell your old house, rent your old house. He might even buy your old house from you, making you happy with the entire process, helping you navigate through offers and counteroffers and all that stuff, closing costs. B-O-R-H-A-M. Google it right now. Jeff Borum from Team Borum Keller Williams, and you can start packing now.
It's Drew Garabo live on 102.5 The Bone.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, You're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.